Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meanwhile, the Brewers all of a sudden have lost six of their last eight games. They're four games back in the division. Have you given up on this season yet? We welcome in Tim Allen from the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. You could catch him once again tonight after the Brewers try to avoid the brooms in St. Louis. Tim, have you given up on this team?
No, 36 to play. They can get on a run, and there's just a jumbled up mess, not only in the National League Central, but also in the wild card race in the NL. So, no, not quite, not at all.
Well, Alan, I need a suggestion from you. I'm looking for something to do tonight because I need to do something, anything but watch the game tonight.
Stop.
Any suggestions?
Well, there's a pennant race baseball game on. I don't know what would be ahead of that.
Well, watching a team as bad as this team is, I'm tired of it right now. I really am. I'm tired of the inconsistency. I think I need a Brewer break tonight because I don't see any way they're winning tonight.
No, well, I've been there. I've been there with a Brewer break, and I would say this: the offense I've coped with. And that we've adjusted to throughout the season. It's been 4 months of this offense. No, you know, you just roll the dice out there. You roll a lineup out there, and hopefully they hit. There's not much you can do, guys. There's no magic wand here to get the offense going. You just got to roll with it. That's it. And if they get hot, they get hot, and you hope they do. The more pressing concern is 42 runs given up by this pitching staff in the last four games. That will bury them.
Yeah.
We all know that the offense is, as I said, what they are. But you go on a slump on the mound, it's going to bury them.
Yeah, but Tim, I just don't understand why this offense is this bad. I mean, why? I feel like you've given up on hope on the offense, but it shouldn't be this way, though.
Not at all. Grandal, Moustakas, Yelich, Kane, Shaw, Zeus. I mean, how did this happen? You tell me.
I don't know.
It to me.
That's what I'm wondering, man. I'm just like, how is this offense so bad? I put it on Twitter last night. It's like, how is it possible with this all-star ridden lineup and Travis Shaw sitting out of AAA and Aguilar now in Tampa? How are they so bad? How are they so bad night in, night in? Okay, they had the two. Well, they won the game Saturday by scoring 16 runs. They scored eight, chasing the whole game against the Nationals on Sunday. But how are they just so awful to watch offensively?
They're trying to figure it out themselves. And with runners in scoring position, everybody is going to point to that. A game like last night, 12 or 13 hits. And you just didn't get the crooked numbers going. And it's been like that all year long. I can't figure it out. Sometimes it's just a chemistry thing. It really is. And sometimes it just gels. It's a lot like a bullpen. It's a lot like a bullpen at times where everybody just kind of just fits and there's chemistry there. And I don't see it in this offense. It's just squeezing bats and it's painful. Every time you think they're going to break out, it's immediate 0-2. It's immediate 0-2 counts, and now you're fighting, now you're scuffling. You get runners at second and third with one out. What do you do? Well, then there's a pop-up and a lazy fly ball. It's just, but the inning starts out good. Inning starts out with a double, then a base hit, and, it doesn't end well for this team. I think there's no chance Grandal and Moustakas are coming back to this offense, not together. Will one of them come back? I think one of them will, but those are a couple of big holes, big positions to fill if you're heading into the 2020 season.
Who's going to fill those positions? Somebody out of the Land of Lakes League?
the Independent League?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they have nobody in the farm system for that.
Well, there's going to be some changes. There's going to be some off-season acquisitions and or trades. There will be. And they will fill those spots, but it's chemistry. But you do have pieces, guys. You do have pieces not only for next year, but you've got pieces for this year to get on a roll. And I'm still reserving hope for that. You have to.
Talking with Tim Allen, you can catch him each and every night on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as the radio.com app. Tim, I know you haven't given up hope on the Brewers yet, but what about Jeremy Jeffress? Another shaky performance last night. He takes the loss.
Here's the deal. I wanted it last night, and I wonder when he's going to pull it out. I wonder when Craig Counsell, as we just discussed with the offense, there's not much different you can do but roll these guys out there and hope they hit. However, on the bullpen side of things, or just in general, a spike of energy, I'm just wondering, last night, I would have been tempted to go with Josh Hader 2-1, bottom six. Mm-hmm. Right? And then figure it out later.
You know,
play the chess match game later on.
No.
Go with Claudio, mix and match with Albers, mix and match with Guerra. Jeremy Jeffress, as you just mentioned, I wonder when that's going to happen, and if that's going to happen. I would think that they're probably entertaining that idea. Guys, you can't even get to Josh Hader. It's critical mass now. It's critical nature here as you wind the season down. That would provide two things. Number one, it'd hold the game right there in essence. And I know Josh has been struggling, but maybe it puts him back on the horse. But number two, maybe it's just an overall rally the troops kind of thing. Let's wrap around Hader again. Let's go to last year, because they're going to have to try something here. They're not winning baseball games. You're going to have to do that.
I like that. Man, I was thinking the same thing. I thought, geez, Jeffress, why don't they go old school? Well, you know, flashback the year or two and try Hader here. And I know he's been struggling, but... Yeah, give Hader a sixth inning shot and throw him for a couple of innings and figure it out later on. I agree with you, man.
Go 6-7 last night, I think.
Yep.
I really do. I think that provides an energy boost for the team and maybe puts Josh Hader back on track, and maybe it's a rally cry for these guys. And I would imagine, Chuck, at some point, I want your spin on this too. I would imagine at some point here soon, I don't know. I don't think it's happened quite yet. And will we know about it? I'm not sure about that. But I think it will happen. Craig Counsell addresses the team for a final push. Would it be when he masses the troops together on September 1st with the call-ups? Will it be heading into the Cubs series in just a week or so? At what point do you think Craig Counsell will say, hey, guys, it's in your hands. Let's go get it.
Yeah. But those things, I feel like those work out for maybe one or two games. You know, those locker room speeches and the, you know, the players only thing. You know, Al, those things never last very long, do they?
Well, you got to try it. Yeah. And I believe before this thing spins out of control here, before it spins out of control, where then you get emotional on the negative side. This would be more emotion on the positive side. And I'm not saying a rally and a fluff ball positive thing. Just a real heart-to-heart saying, guys, don't think you're out of this thing. It is a jumbled-up mess in the NL. You guys can hit the postseason. Let's go now. I think it does happen. I really do.
How about this? I'll do you one better. How about bringing Atanasio to go in there and start throwing water coolers around? How about that? Surprise the crap out of everybody. Have Atanasio come down there and start... You know, kicking things around in the locker room and throwing TVs, throwing big screen TVs around.
You wonder what a Mark Adonasio tirade would be like.
Oh, yeah. throwing things, throwing wall speakers. Oh, yeah.
I think maybe it'd be more on the Joe Zenzola getting angry type tirade.
Oh, I think Atanasio, man. I think right now this has got to be killing him. That after what having a little taste of success last year, and to go back to this again this year, this has got to be destroying this guy in the inside. I'm sure he's throwing things. He's throwing more than bobbleheads, I'm sure, than that.
Yeah, Count said it right last night, though, guys, in all seriousness, that they got to play better baseball and win games. And they're in it, and he acknowledged that. And if you want to make the playoffs, you're going to have to do something like win some ball games. And if you don't, you're going to be out of this thing right quick. And really, this game is huge tonight. I mean, if someone doesn't lose their mind, something's wrong. Something is really wrong. That the sweeps this year that you've fallen victim to, and at least in recent history here, the gauntlet series against the Cubs, you came out of there head down and tail between your legs, and now you head into St. Louis, a big gauntlet series. You wanted St. Louis right here. That's yeah. The timing was excellent for this, and now you have an opportunity, if things go south here tonight, to come out of there the same way. Boy, that's not good. That's not good. And that's going to be tough to pick up the pieces after that.
Well, I might be losing my mind again tonight. I mean,
what a difference a day makes, though, Chuck. I mean, they win this game tonight. They're three back, and then the head-to-heads look a little bit better.
Yeah.
You're three back. You're toeing the line with the other teams in the NL wild card race, and Philly and Arizona and Washington, D.C. So what a difference a win would make tonight. I would be shocked if they play it laid back sort of game tonight.
Oh,
I think you're gonna see some energy.
Oh,
I do.
Really? I go the other way. I'd be surprised if they showed any pride tonight. I got a feeling they're just gonna mail it in, three in a row to lose the St. Louis, and I'm just gonna be losing my mind. I'm to the point where I'm just so pissed off right now. So disappointed. Really, I've spent money on season tickets. I'm going out there, spending all my time watching this team, and I get lifeless efforts like I did the last two nights. I spent a whole weekend a couple of weeks ago, beautiful weekend, watching the Cubs at Wrigley, and just three lifeless efforts. I'm tired of wasting my time with these guys.
They're going to have to get it together, that's for sure, and it starts tonight.
I'm surprised. I can't believe you can keep it together, Alan, man. You're a better man than I am.
Hey, if this is the downs, if this is the, a down year for the crew, I'll take it. If this is a down year, most times in Brewers history, you get a down year, you're 15 and a half back right now.
Let me ask you guys a crazy question. We're talking with Tim Allen. You can catch him on the postgame show. Let's say it's a disastrous end of the season, just a brutal September. You don't just miss the postseason, but you fall, you know, second to last place right next to the Pirates. Craig Counsell's coming back for sure, right? Let's say a name like Joe Maddon does get fired, though, and there's a name out there, a guy that you think could take this team to the top.
Oh, Counsell's back.
For sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Al, what do you think?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Slam dunk. He's back.
Joe Girardi.
Oh, no, he's back. Counsell's back.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why is he
now, hitting coaches
really,
might not be
they,
back.
They love how he works with, how can I put this, lesser talent by the name of the back of the jersey, and he gets production out of those guys collectively. And everyone would love to throw out Clayton Kershaw out there and Verlander and Scherzer and these guys and just every 5 days give them the ball to go 6 2/3, 7 1/3, and there you go. Everyone would love to do that. But where his expertise is, he's throwing guys out there like Zach Davies. And no knock on these guys, seriously. No knock, but they're not Max Scherzers. But he's got a stable of these guys. He's got Gio Gonzalez's and Chase Anderson's, and he's making it work for the most part. He is. Are they a dominating freight train? Of course not. But he's making it work with lesser talent.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, on the piggyback on Horvey, what he's saying here about Council, I think if they do fall in the tank, even if they continue the way they are, I mean, there could be some changes on the coaching staff. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Yeah, I suspect they're going to take a close, hard look at Andy Haynes, their hitting coach. And those tend to flip around a little bit more often than people think. And then it goes to the definition of what you think a hitting coach and his expertise provides a team. So, but, I mean, someone's got to fall on the sword here.
I just don't know.
I think it potentially could be him because, again, we round robin back to this. That game last night turns out a whole lot different if they're up 5-1 in the sixth inning. I think that they probably win that game. This offense is putting the pitching staff in a really tough spot.
Tim, thanks a lot, my friend. Have a good show tonight.
Thanks, Alan.
Go Brewers.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
That was Tim Allen. You could catch him after each and every game on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.